I'm at the Gilmore Lab stand in the Hitch building and I'm talking to...
Daniel Izquierdo.
From Viterbia.
From Viterbia.
Okay, and what is Gilmore Lab? Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Oh, Gilmore Lab is a tool chain to analyze open source communities. So basically, what we do is to retrieve information from any of the usual data sources. So you can go to Git, Gerrit, mailing list, IRC channels, Stack Overflow, Twitter, all of them. And the tool chain basically aggregates all of the information in a NoSQL database. In this case, this provides JSON documents, and those are uploaded to Elasticsearch.
Okay. So why would I want to gather information from an IRC channel and put it into Elasticsearch?
There are several approaches. So if you're a community manager, probably you are interested in engagement of your community. So who are the new developers, how good you are retaining developers, and who are those that are leaving the community? Maybe you are interested in saying today hello, but also to say we are missing you, why you left the community, right? So you want them to come back to the community. So you need data in the end to make decisions and to apply specific policies to retain those developers.
So you're going to monitor your users?
Exactly. But this is for the good.
In a nice way.
Yeah, exactly. So we try to. We are working with some communities like the Linux Foundation and the Eclipse Foundation. All of the toolchain is 100% open source. The data is also their data, is not our data. So we only provide, say, the services.
I mean, you already know if you're checking into Git and typing on IRC, by the policies, it's either public or not. So I'm messing with you a little, but. Is this actually useful?
I think so. So we have some good customers, let's say, and there are some people using the toolchain. As far as I remember, I can say that some people from the open source group from Samsung are using the tools on their own. This is also used by some research labs around the world. And Viterbia, which is the company providing the services under this, is we also have some good, let's say, customers. So as I mentioned, we are also working with Wikimedia Foundation, and Eclipse Foundation, Linux Foundation. We are also working with companies such as Red Hat. So yeah, I would say that it's quite useful for communities and community managers.
So everything is open source. What sort of licenses, or is it depending on the project, depending on the components?
There are not licenses. I mean, the license we use is GPL version 3 for the source code. It's Python, by the way. So you are more than welcome to come and send pull requests. And the data is yours. So basically what we only do in Viterbia is to build the environment, and we provide the knowledge to say, okay, this is, let's say, the data you need and the metrics you want to have. So we build the panels. But everything is open source, so you can do it by yourself, basically.
So you're offering consulting services?
Yeah, but also maintenance and maintenance of the service and so on.
General kind of Red Hat-ish type of model.
Just
maintenance and support. Okay.
Yeah, it's more maintenance, and then let's say we sell knowledge in the end in terms of the company.
Okay, well, what made you to what? How did you wake up one morning and decide, yeah, this is something we want to do? Where was the need?
So we all came from the university. Something like we've been researching in open source for the last 10, 15 years, and then at some time we started to have some, let's say, more industrial oriented needs from the companies and the people. Things like we need a new backend, or I need you guys to work on these specific needs or studies that they have, because we don't understand where our bottlenecks in the software development process are. So then we said, okay, maybe we need to try this. And then we went for Viterbia, which is the startup, and we started four and a half years ago. And then, well, we started four, we are now 12, so it's quite good.
So you might use that to see, you know, if you're having an issue getting developers are coming in, but they're dropping off after a few weeks, and where you can do improvements within your toolchain, I guess.
Oh, can you say again?
This would be giving an example. Developers, you see developers coming along, and then they do two commits, and then they go away. You can try and see that as a problem, and how you're going to. A community manager could then decide how she's going to go and fix that problem.
Yeah, you are absolutely right, but. I have to say that this provides information about broader scope. So this is providing information about activity, community, and process. So in terms of activity, this is counting, let's say, potatoes, right? But then if we go for the community, we can go for which companies are working with which companies, or developers interacting among them, and so on. And you can say the retention and how those are being attracted and retained, and maybe they are leaving, but also in terms of process. So an example is, as far as I remember, the OpenStack community, they had this issue of they didn't know where the they had some bottlenecks in the code review process. So then we went for this analysis to understand who, if the problem was in the people reviewing or in the people submitting the code. So you can have the time to review or the time to submit.
Yeah. And you were able to identify that.
Yeah. So then after this, I don't know if they decided to go for because of these results, but they started some training process of the submitters.
Okay, very good. So what is coming up next year? Do you have any plans, any new releases? What are you looking for?
Well, first, anyone is more than welcome to come to the community. So we have an IRC channel, Metric Grimoire, so you can go there and ask everything. So we are a small community, but quite active. As I mentioned, this is Python-based, so let's say it's quite easy to develop there and quite straightforward to develop new backends. For the next year, I don't know. But probably to keep working on Kibana, we are now migrating to Kibana 5, which was released some weeks ago. So we are basically in that process.
Okay, excellent. Anything else that I missed that you want to mention?
I love FOSDEM, so, and thank you very much for the interview.
No problem.